This is KFA-EDQ, and I'm monitoring.
Bravo 8, Romeo Whiskey India, standing by. And a KPP from WAFQ.
This is KF8-EDQ, and I'm monitoring.
Okay, we are testing. KDO testing.
KFA GPZ mobile and monitoring.
APA, Delta Zulu, monitor.
Victor Alpha 3, Alpha India, India, Ontario, listen. Victor Alpha 3, Alpha India, India, Ontario, monitor.
KB8OOE.
Very good. KB8OOE. Victor Alpha 3, Alpha India, India, returning. That's Kevin on this end. Windsor, Ontario. How are you today?
Hey, how's it going? It's not bad here. Just kind of drizzly and nasty out. I'm up here in Vassar.
Hey, Roger. I think I talked to you before. Is this Mike?
Talked the other day. Boy, oh boy, my memory's not as good as yours. I remember I talked to you. I can't remember your name.
Hey, no problem, Mike. I'm like that too. I wrote it down here. I in my log. Yeah, you got Kevin on this end. Kevin. Yeah, we talked a few days ago, Mike. You're off that Guilford repeater, I think you said, Roger.
I remember we were talking a little bit. I couldn't remember if you said you have something up for HF or not. I couldn't remember.
Roger, I just got something up for HF. Well, I had an Antron 99 I was using as an old 11-meter antenna for 10 meters and 15. It was loading up on the 7300, but I bought a diamond ground mount antenna, EB7 Victor, and I've been playing around with that. I'm on 20 and 40, and I get on 80 even. But today I bought from Amazon, it just came in for me, one of those Faraday sheets. So I put it down, and it seems to be working better. I was just on 20 meters. I made a couple contacts, so I think that Faraday sheets are working a little bit better for me.
yeah, you got you a counterpoise or ground light going on there. Is that the vertical antenna then?
Yeah, Roger, it's a vertical, 22 feet. You can bring it up and down by turning different sections of the whip. I do that on a real windy day. I don't let it stay up in the wind in case it says it's so, you know, I rated for so much wind, but I'm still worried about it. I bring it down. But yeah, it is a vertical, and it's supposed to be a non-radial antenna. But I'm going to try, instead of putting radios on it somehow, I got to figure out how to do it. But I thought I'd try a Faraday sheet. I've seen it on YouTube. So far, so good. I'm going to get on a couple nets tonight, one on 80 meters, and see if I get back to them a little bit better. Back to you, Mike.
If it's close by, you're going to want to set up something for NVIS for 40 and 80. You'll have better luck with the relatively local guys. The vertical gets you good DX all the way around. But for NVIS, you need something horizontal and relatively closer to the ground.
Okay, educate me on the NVIS, my friend. Only a few months into this hobby. So what's NVIS?
Near vertical is how it works. And it's like a skip type of thing, but it goes straight up, comes down, and it puts you out there a couple hundred miles, but it gets you all the close stations. Like if you've got a close nearby obstruction, like a small mountain or something, it'll get you to the other side.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. But is this like a wire that's horizontal?
I had an interruption. What was the question?
I just wondered if the wire, is it like a wire that's horizontal, not vertical?
And they make some products, too. But that thing only covers up to 40. But you can load up a pair of pool noodles and get out there pretty good for NVIS, because you're not looking to go real far. You're looking for maybe a couple states away or, you know, next province over or whatever, 400 miles or so, and then the closer up stuff, because it goes almost straight up, comes right back down. And you don't always have propagation for that, but... A lot of times it's there on 40, and just look it up. You'll get more information if you Google it, NVIS, and that'll give you a few more pointers. It just works. I know that for a fact because I've been using it for close by contacts within 400 miles or so, and morning and evening on 40 meters, I meet up with a few guys, Canadian and up and down the East Coast and Wisconsin and the Upper Peninsula here in Michigan.
Hey, Roger, Mike. I wrote it down. I'll look into it for sure. Yeah, for sure. The only reason I got this antenna is because I wanted some kind of multi-band. I have like a very small footprint of a backyard, no trees or anything, so I'd have to if I tried to get a wire up, I don't know if I have enough length, and then I'd have to put mass pipe in and everything, and I don't think the wife would be too happy, but I already have three antennas up. This is my third one. She's hanging in there with it, but she knows it's my hobby. But yeah, I'll look into that, Mike. Yeah, that's very good. How's the weather up here? Well, you guys got any sunshine yet? We got sunshine down here, and it's still a little bit cold, windy, but how's the weather up your way?
Well, it's overcast. It's about 50, I would say, and just kind of drizzly looking, you know. It's not real good, but yeah, you can build up a larger mag loop, but those require a high voltage, and I've made a lot of homemade capacitors, but a magnetic loop about, I don't know, 4 or 5, maybe 6 foot diameter, or if you get like a squid pole, one of those telescoping fiberglass rods, inverted V for 40 for NVIS is you know, 20, 25 feet up in the air, and you only need 32.5 feet, I think, 33 feet on each leg. And then I always just tie an ugly choke on the end, just wrap it around a small coffee can, and then zip tie it together, and that's what I support it with. And I just solder leads right on the end, solder the wires right on the end, about 33 feet, maybe 8 all week.
Where you guys are as well, so I don't know.
I'm looking at possibly just liquidating everything and getting a fifth wheel and a couple of kayaks and just hitting the road for a while. Yeah, that, it's a lot of places up in the UP are nice, but there's not a lot going on. So, you know, it's like being out west. You can't hardly raise hell on it with a hatchet. You just got to be careful you don't get stuck out in the middle of nowhere when it's really, really cold, because in the wintertime, in the weekdays, it'll be a long time between cars on any of those roads. And if you get out in the bush property, it gets real bad.
Very population. Yeah. Well, it gets real cold up there. Yeah. You have to have some real stuff to get in there. Some thick mud. People are just getting in the RV or buying, selling everything, getting in the RV and traveling. And, you know, they can get money out of the ATM anywhere, I guess. So, yeah, that's not a bad idea. I'll tell you, but you're right here in Canada. It's crazy. They let so many immigrants in, you know, 2 million people, there's no housing, so everything's on sky high. Just to give you an example, a little two-room, one-bath house here in Windsor is going for like $350,000, $380,000, $400,000, so that's crazy. Well, I bought a house in 91, I paid $75,000. You talk about a $300,000 or $400,000 house, Mike, you're what you were talking about.
Repeater there where you're at. I don't know what you're running for an antenna and what kind of distance you're closing in on, but VHF and UHF antennas are fun builds too. I don't know what kind of power or what you've got there, but there's a couple of cheap and easy builds for VHF beams. I done the tape measure antenna for RDF. I tracked down a guy in the next town that was had a box on, so every time a stereo kicked on, it was playing music on the repeater. But that's a cheap and easy build. It's down and dirty, and you'll have at least $10 into that three element beam.
Roger, Mike. I turned up my power. How's that? Any better?
You're not losing the machine now. I would say you're probably. You're 100% copyable, but you're up close to 50% noise.
Any better? You can still hear me through the repeater. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you again. I know we'll talk at you again. KBOE, take your Alpha 3, Alpha Engineer. See you, Mike. Have a great weekend. 73, good evening.
7-3, I'm current in the call book, and you play your cards right, you probably find me on Facebook or find my email. Ooh, I better slow down. I don't want to get a ticket. Somebody be generating some revenue on my back. 7-3, this is KB80OE.
Hey, Mike, I got all of that. 73-KB80OE-83AII, work with.
N8ONL.
KF8BOT. Bravo 8, Romeo Whiskey India, standing by.
N8OML.
NAWCB, NAWCB, Gateway.
YMU, this is NAWCB. Good evening to you. Well, you step back up and at home, what do you do today? How do you do?
Work was good. I did 9-1 today, so we were busy. It wasn't bad. Just happy to be out of there. So, how's your day?
I bet. Well, you're halfway home there, and you got the nice one part of it out of the way. I don't know what you do in the next couple of days, but we're doing pretty good here. Finally got the lawn done. Good things, so
I'm happy to hear. Kind of wondering how things went.
Hey, Whitey. Like I said, they went well. Riley came down from St. Clair County and gave us the wind link presentation there. A lot of cool features that you can do with it, and both on Telnet and on HF, and you know, different options, different things that you can do with it. So it was good. Brandon came out and really just to see him there and just to have him show his support, just an awesome thing. He's saying that he at least wants to attend our meetings at least once every 2 months or something like that, at least try to. Lots dependent on his schedule, but he said he wants to be, you know, he wants to be there, he wants to show his support in and answer any questions that need to be answered and get involved. And so it was pretty cool. I'm excited about it. We talked about getting IDs for our group and a couple things like that. So lots down the pipeline and more to come.
That's good. You know, at least stay up with, you know, he likes to stay up with things and answer any questions, be involved. Again, with the schedule, you know, you get it. But, you know, hey, you can't beat that. You can get that support. Somebody standing behind you. Very beneficial. Happy to hear, you know, his response in that way.
Yeah, definitely. It was nice. It really was. I didn't get a good opportunity to chat with him. A lot of questions as far as, you know, the group and mingling, and then, you know, like I said, we had some new people there that wanted to go talk with. But hopefully get some more time to chat with him and opportunities down the road. So like I said, lots of good stuff down the pipeline here, and like I said, more to come. It's going to be good. It really is.
NAWCD. Thanks for filling me in on that. And I like to say, I'm happy that how it turned out, the Windlink training, Brandon's support there for the group. It's very, very beneficial. It seems like people got to ask questions, talk with him, to network together and get to know each other better. Very good.
Hey, Wayne. Yeah, it was nice having Riley down there. We got to know him a little bit better. Neighbors, and as far as, you know, county neighbors, just to get to know the other agencies in the area, and you know, they can see what we're capable of doing, and we can, you know, get to know Riley and his group, and hopefully have a little bit more training together, a combined training class or something like that. So a lot, like I said, it's good. It's exciting. There's another person sign up. For now, I believe up to 28 people sign up. So we're approaching that 30 member mark.
Hey, pushing that number. That's great. And I think you know, networking, you know, the counties, whether it's as a region or neighboring counties, or bouncing off ideas with each other. I think it's the way to go today. I think we've talked about this before. You know, you just can't roll right
Yeah, a lot, just training together and getting to know each other. It's important. It's important to be there and get involved. I know the Win Link, or not the Win Link, the Zoom aspect of it tonight for those that can't make it. But it's good to have that in-person contact and get to know who you're serving with and out on the field side by side with. It helps. And the cool thing is a lot of these guys saw there were two of our guys that completed level one. And then the other one completed level two. So they're working on their task books and getting it done. And it's an encouragement to the others to see that to happen. So it's very rewarding.
And WCB, there's an incentive there. And like you say, interest in the group, I think the goal is in training and camaraderie there and encouraging one another. I think those are very, very beneficial to the group there. I think you can't miss a common goal in the end of things.
Yeah, for sure. It'll be good. I'm excited about it. It's nice to see the growth. It's nice to see the smiley faces. And like I said last night, you get into the hobby to have fun. There's a serious aspect of our hobby. You can have fun doing it. You can have fun getting involved and serving and helping out, whether it be on the radio or just simply going to move tents or tables or chairs or something. It's that serving one another and getting involved. So.
NAWCB, absolutely. There, this is the thing. I think of it as a fact. I was watching something this one guy last night. Angle off the mic. And he's talking about the set, and he kind of uses it, what you were just saying, regarding having fun with the hobby. And they almost like with some of the scenarios, they have these cool cards or something, and pull scenarios from the cards and work with it that way. It's kind of involved, but that's just kind of the basic concept of it. And it's like, wow, I thought that was kind of interesting. I don't know whether it would work scenario here or not, but like I say, just kind of watching that, I thought of what you were just saying about having fun and enjoying it and yet training working together.
Can you mind you? And that's what it's about. It's just having fun and enjoying each other, enjoying each other's company, and learning. That's the big part of it, is learning. And we didn't score super high on the set, but that's okay. We executed where we needed. We needed to get involved and where we needed to execute, and we did good as far as our group. I think the next set, we know what to work on. We know what to build upon. I was telling the guys next set we're going to try to do something more up in the northern end of the county, up here in maybe Lenox Township or Washington, Romeo, somewhere out of the way to where, manpower and supplies are a little bit harder to come by.
That would probably be a good scenario there, because the northern six townships, Romeo is their own police and Armada, and Richmond and that. But I mean, like you say, resources are more limited. So I know volunteers, fire departments, EMS, various, types of government, how they run up there. And, it would be a good, like I say, it would be a good scenario. How would that work out? So, I like the idea.
Yep, and the county's bought us six new go kits with radios in it. They're the Yaesu, Yaesus. We're going to be putting them together here soon once the delivery comes in, and we're going to get to use those for the set. Now some of the guys that here in the summer too. We're going to try to do a fox hunt and work with that and have a little bit of fun with that.
I hear those are fun exercises. That sounds pretty neat. Just looking at a couple of the channels there, I kind of glanced at them. I haven't really paid a lot of attention to it, but just glanced. But it's a nice thing. It does sound fun.
Definitely. So we'll see what happens. That's kind of the goal here for the summer, and kind of keep things going, and build upon what we have, and train and get better at what we need to get better at, and work on things, and have fun doing it, and just enjoy the hobby the way it is.
Roger that. I totally agree. Good. I'm happy to hear how things are falling into place, and growth in the group is phenomenal. I think that's great. By the way, before I get too much farther along, I did check on that NWS Louisville last night, and that was a planned outage that no weather radio had down there. So with your mother-in-law situation, they said they couldn't avoid doing it, and they were warning people, to have another test handy because they had to do the outage and some upgrades. So just pass that along to you.
Okay, Whitey. Yeah, thanks. That's poor timing, in my mindset. But I guess you got to do what you got to do, and sometimes technology dictates the ends. So I get it.
NHWCB. Yes, I agree with you. As you say, technology seems to dictate. It's like it's unavoidable. That's their words. It was an upgrade, and they had to do it. It couldn't be postponed. It was that day, and it was like, wow. unfortunately, how the timing falls there, the perfect form, I guess, so to speak.
Yep, exactly. So, well, Dan, I am home, so I'm going to head in here and get unwound and relax for a little bit. But it was good chatting with you, good conversation on the way north, and looking forward to talking tomorrow, and hopefully you guys enjoy your evening.
I agree with you. Yes, thanks for the ride along there. Definitely enjoyed the conversation there. Good to hear how the meeting went and the fruits of it. And like I say, I'm anxious there to pass some information along to you about some other possibilities. But anyway. up here and head on in and tell everyone hello and sit down and relax. Have some dinner. Anyway, you tell everyone hello. Wish them 73 and 88 to the family. Looking forward to our show again tomorrow. And with that, this is
Sounds good, Dan. Sounds good. You enjoy your evening. Tell Mom we said hi, and looking forward to our Q show tomorrow. 73s and 88 to you, Mom. K8YNU, clear. This is Kilo 8, Italy, Charlie Bravo, monitoring. This is Kilo 8, Italy, Charlie Bravo, monitoring.
N8OML. N8OML.
N8OML. Good evening from W8FU. Okay, then, back to the ball game. W8FU.
W8FU from N8OML. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, saw you, heard you, and then I looked up and saw connected in on Echo Link, so I thought I'd chime in. Good evening. Name here is Sean, and I'm just curious how the Echo Link's working, so morbid curiosity. Where you at? And, I take it you're just running the Echo Link app, of what, on a phone or something, or give me your particulars there. Again, the name is Sean.
Yeah, good evening, Sean. The name here is John, and I'm on the Echo Link here on my iPhone, and I'm over here in Shelby Township, so close to the repeater, and just logged in and thought I'd throw my call out there and see what's going on.
Hi, local. I didn't know if you were coming in from a ways away, but it's working. EchoLink always has a little bit of a quality about it. I mean, I've heard some people come in, they're crystal clear on EchoLink, but most people are a little muffled, but certainly not a problem. It's clear, and I can make out everything you're saying. So, but all right, real good. Just keep an eye when. Alternative means are used to connect up to the repeater here, and just keep an eye on them, see how they're doing. seems like everything's working good in the EchoLink department.
Yep, it sounds good. Coming in good on my iPhone and working good. So, yep, it's just another way to communicate. I can get into the repeater with an HT from here, but it's kind of spotty. If I'm up on the second floor with an HT, I can get in if you're by a window, but it's kind of spotty. You're better off with an outside antenna and a mobile unit for sure, you know, regular radio. But anyways, yeah, it's good to be able to jump in on EchoLink and get into these various machines. It's a lot of fun, and you know, the whole world, man. It's all it's your oyster, whatever you want to do. So, God, there's no shortage of ways to connect for sure.
Oh yeah, it's a connected world. So now there's a I don't know if you know about it or not, but there's All-Star as well, allstarlink.org. But you can also connect to this with an All-Star node. But also, there's a really nifty app, I guess, for the iPhone called Repeater Phone. And it's basically, if you sign up and get yourself an All-Star node number, you could actually use that and connect up. And I think it works a lot better sound-wise. It sounds a lot better. But I'm not, I don't want you to get the impression I'm complaining or anything. You know, like I said, it's just a footnote, really. So, okay, well, real good. Just wanted to get in there and say hi, and kind of listening to a couple of different frequencies, repeaters here, seeing how they're all doing, and just make sure they're all playing well. So after yours, I think I'm going to get back to cat videos and finishing my Thai food. NAOML from W8FU, after yours.
Okay, very good, Sean. Nice talking with you, and have a good evening. I'm going to head back downstairs and watch the rest of the Tigers game. Nice talking with you. Have a good evening, and enjoy your the holiday weekend. W8FU 73 from N8OML.
NATW testing.